Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Ayin Dalet, and today's daf is about Borer, Amud Aleph here. This is one Amud about Borer in all of Shas, and the Gemara goes through what exactly are the requirements of the Malacha of Borer, which the Mishnah Berurah calls one of the most serious Malachas, and one of the Malachas that not everybody knows about. And the Mishnah Berurah already writes in the Hakdama to Chela Gimel of the Mishnah Berurah, where he talks about the importance of learning Hilcha Shabbos. He says you can love Shabbos, but if we don't focus on what the Malachas are and how to do them, we're just going to violate without the Kavana. He says, V'chein b'isser borer matsui ma'od lihi kashel mebnei chesro nidia. It's very possible that the person is going to violate because he just doesn't know. Derech mashal, kishyesh lo basar shal shnei mini opos mechulakin. You have two types of chicken on the plate. For it's a liver mina echad mechaveru. You want to take one, ulani cholachas man, and you want to put one away for later. Isser gamur, to put one away, take one away out of that mixture for later is an isser gamur. Eliyikach man mashu rotsa lechol achshav. Vashay yishar memela. We know the three ingredients, the three conditions that one needs for borer. You need all three of them in order to make it mutter. But, you know, that's where it says the Mishnah Berurah. If you don't know, then it's just going to be a very unfortunate situation where we might violate without kavana. Borer, again, is one of those scary malachos that one could violate very often, but it's also one of the malachas that generally you can almost always do what you want to do. You just got to figure out how to. Most malachas, you can't. You can't cook something if it's not cooked. You can't clean something if it's not clean. You can't write. Most malachas, you can't do, you can't do. Borer is one of the few malachas that generally could do something in the situation. You just have to know exactly how to do it. So we're going to talk about a number of ideas. Again, borer is it's a huge topic, so we're not going to get to all of them. But again, some ideas, hopefully, that we will touch on. The Gemara already says, what's borer about? The Gemara on the bottom of Ayin Gimel on the base. The Gemara knows that there are three malachas that seem to be very similar. Zore, winnowing, when I throw up the stalks and the rocks fall down and the lighter straw flies out. Borer, separating, and merakate, sifting. They're all pretty similar, says the Gemara. Hainu zore, hainu borer, hainu merakate. What's the difference? All three seem to be very similar. Right? They're all about separating. Rashi says, kulan malacha achasein demafrish ochem and apsolas. You're all separating the good from the bad. And the Gemara answers, wow, anything that was in the Mishkan, even though they're similar to each other, they're all counted, right? This relates to what we discussed a couple of days ago, the difference between avos and toldos, that you might count two different avos, sounds like from this line of the Gemara, even though they're very similar, because they were each in the Mishkan, and that itself gives it chashivas. Okay, but either way, that's the malacha borer is about separation of ochel mitoch apsolas. Some achronim, and then it's really, the roots are in the Rishonim already. The Mishnah Berurah notes in the Bir Halacha in Shin Yutes. Shin Yutes is the siman about Borer. He quotes from the Yeshuas Yaakov, one of the earlier Achronim, who says, he has a kasha on the Iker Meleches Borer. He says, why are you chayev for Borer? Afilu Borer psolos b'doch ochel. Right, we know for Borer, to do it in a mutter way, you need all three conditions. You need ochel yad la'alter. You have to take the good from the bad, yad without an separating instrument, and la'alter to do it for immediate consumption. Those three. So, if you don't do that, so it's a violation. Ask the Yeshuas Yaakov, afilu Borer psolos b'doch ochel ma'chayev. Harei hu? Malacha she'ne tzricha l'gufa. Why is in every case of borer malacha she'ne tzricha l'gufa? Tahare eino tzarech lapsolas kal. You take out the bad, right? That's the malacha of borer, but you don't want the bad, right? So isn't that what's malacha she'ne tzricha l'gufa? Rashi Tosfos many different definitions. What's Rashi's definition? You'd rather not have to do this, right? You have a mace in the house. You're carrying out the mace not because you want the mace outside, but because you don't want it to be in your house. So Rashi says bertzona lo hayabalo. You'd rather not be in this situation. Right, that's malacha she'ne tzricha l'gufa. You catch an animal because you don't want it to bite you, not because you want the animal. You'd rather not be in the situation. So here too, you'd rather the psolas not be there. Why isn't that a malacha she'ne tzricha l'gufa? Or Tosis's definition: you're doing the act for what was done as it was done in the Mishkan. So the Mishkan, they caught animals because they wanted the animal. So you're not doing it for that purpose, so it's a malacha she'ne tzricha l'gufa. You're doing it so it doesn't hurt you, so it doesn't to bite you. Or the carrying the mace. They used to do the malacha votzah in order to get the item out to where they were going, not because they just didn't want it here. So it's done for a different purpose than was in the Mishkan. So according to either definition, right, this is not when you're borer, you take out the bad, and the Mishkan, they took what they wanted. So ask the Yeshuas Yaakov, one of the classic Achronim, 1800s. So why isn't every borer a malacha she'ne tzricha l'gufa? Elisha borer kedei lichos ha'nezek me'alav. How are you kumoti es ha'meis l'kavro? But it's like Moti is a mace. Vitirates. And he says, De inyan meleches borer hu shapsoles. Meaning, what's the question? The question is, assuming, focusing on the maisa brera. If you focus on the maisa brera, then you have a problem that maybe this could be a melech jezuk legufa. But if you take a larger view of what's going on here, and this is the issue, the essence of borer, according to the Achronim, you don't look at it as a maisa hafrada, as the definition of the melacha. But what is it? As we'll see, tikkun ochel. If I look at the melacha as tikkun ochel, so then it's much more positive. Says the Yeshua Yaakov, quoted here in the Bir Halacha. V'tiris de'inyam aleches borer, hu shapsoles eino roi lachila. V'gam ha'ochel ein roi kol kach lachila m'apsoles shebesocho. Let's say I have jelly beans and I hate the black ones. So, right now, it's not really so roi. The black ones are not roi at all because I hate them. And as we'll see soon, that it's all subjective. And the other ones, I have to fish out the black ones in order to get to the other ones. So it's also not completely roi. Glal zeh, glal kenu mafred apsoles min ochel. That's why I take them out. Imkein ha'malacha eina nikreis al breiris apsoles. The malacha is not called based on that narrow act of removing the psoles, rak de misakena ochel, shehe roi lachila, vize malacha tsricha lagufa ochel, de mashile ochel gomer. It's kind of like machabe patish, right? I am completing and making the ochel good. Right? A separate topic that Beit Hashem will have to talk about is why isn't every malacha machabe patish? When you cook something, you're finishing the cooking. When you clean something, when you separate something. That's an important lamdas. Actually, Rashi on today's daf, Don Amabez, has important comments about machabe patish. But we'll have to talk about that. But that's what the Yeshua Yaakov says. So you don't look at it as the Maisa itself in a narrow sense. You look at it as generally what you're doing. And if what you're doing is a tikkun, so therefore it could be a malacha tzricha legufa. We have a similar discussion, not exactly the same, but a similar discussion comes up later on when it comes to cutting fingernails. Cutting fingernails. Here it is. Sadi Dalet of Abayis. The Mishnah says, Hanotel Sibon of Zubazub. Somebody cuts their fingernails with their fingers, with their teeth. V'chein tzar, v'chein tzvamo. What's the halacha? Rebbe Eliezer, mechayev v'chamo osir mishum shvus. Rebbe Eliezer says, that's chayev. That's gozes. The malacha of gozes. Chum say no, it's asa d'rabanan because you're not doing it with a kli. If you cut your nails with a clipper, that's a daraisa. But if you cut your nails with your teeth, with your fingers, so then that's going to be an asa d'rabanan because it's shinoi. Says Tosfos right there, if I cut it with a kli, if I cut my fingernails with a kli, that's going to be aser daraisa. But what do you mean? I don't want the nails. Why they do gozes in the Mishkan? Because they wanted the wool. But if I don't want it, I'm doing it, so that should be a melacha shebesocho legufa. Says Tosfos, you're right. This Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Hainuk Rabbi Yehuda, the machayev melacha shein and shebesocho legufa. That's Tosfos. Doesn't say that in the Gemara, though. The Gemara says in 10 different places in Masechta Shabbos, oh, this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara doesn't say it here that it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it doesn't sound that way. So what's the answer? The answer is, again, if I look at just cutting the nails per se, that is the malacha, then you have a problem. Is it Tricha Legufa? Is it Tricha Legufa? You don't want the nails. But if I look at it as I'm beautifying my fingernails, being misakein my nails, so then that's Tricha Legufa. Again, yeah, it might not work with Tosis' definition, but it might be tikkun if you look at it in a larger sense. Again, it's not exactly the same, but that's a possibility. If you look, though, and then we'll get to other details of Borer, if you look at the Baal Amor, not the Baal Amor here, but the Baal Amor on Daf Kuvav, the Baal Amor seems to say, like the Havamina of the Shuas Yaakov, and says, okay, but that's it. It's an exception to the rule. Borer is kind of like an industry chalagufa, but you know what? That's the malach of Shabbos, of Borer, and therefore you're going to be chayev anyway. Sometimes you have exceptions like that, that even though it breaks the rules, but still, this one, grumma, some achronim point out that the malach of tzeda is kind of grumma-ish. What do? I put a trap down, and then memela, the animal goes into it. What do? It was memela, but I'm chayev for that. Or bishul, I put something on the fire. Did I do the cooking? No, it cooked by itself. I created the situation where the cooking would be done. So those are two grumma-ish types of malachas. But you know what? That's what the Torah says. The Torah says that these malachas are usher. So you could have other exceptions too. So the Baal Amor says, it's Lamed Zayin, Mabez, and the Dafi Arif, says the Baal Amor, Shehein ein kavanaso el litchosen me'alav, kiven sheyesh tikun ha'ish bekach, Mali tikkun gavra, mali tikkun kli, misakinu, umalacha shein etzricha lagufa, ki hai gavna, b'shabis, chayiv aleha. So he still calls it a malacha she'ina tzricha l'gufa that you're chayav for. Or earlier, the earlier part. V'zeo bi'ir adavar. Kosh lo shematesha malacha shayu connect under mishkan. Kulan havi b'em tzarech l'gufan. They're all tzricha l'gufa. Chutz min hazore v'haborer. Shuzora motz min goren uborer tzoros min akri. V'zeo ikir malachta litchos hamotz v'hashoros. V'chein chayav alein v'akol todah shalahen. Even though they're not tzricha l'gufa. So the Balamar acknowledges that they're not tzricha l'gufa, but you're chayav anyway. Right, that's the just that's the rule. That's an exception to the rule. Okay, but either way, that's part of the lumdis of Borer. Is it the Maisa Afrada or is it the Tikkun Ochel? So rules and regulations. We mentioned the way to make Borer Mutter is with the three conditions: Ochel, Yad, and Li Alter. But there are many, many rules. That's mentioned some of the rules. Again, this is not an exhaustive list comprehensive, but just a couple of ideas. There's a Truma Sadeshin. The Truma Sadeshin quoted in the Ramah. Truma Sadeshin says, Borer is separation of a psolus from a mixture. What's the definition of a mixture? So the Truma Sadeshin, it's Simin Nuzai, it says that you need at least two pieces, right, two items in a mixture. What if you have big and small pieces of fish? What if you have, chicken, white meat and dark meat? So is that called one type, two types? The Truma Sadeshin says you need two types in order to be borer. Chatichas ketadagim, munachim aloch echad. You have pieces of fish, obakara mefurado zumizu. Kamosh regin laniach kach. Ubishabes, kishabal lechol mehan, rotzal lechol mixasim, lashar mixasim, lazuda cheres. What do you do? Says the Truma Sadeshin, you don't have to be so machbid. Don't worry about it. It's all fish. And even though Tosfos says on our daf, Tosfos quotes that you don't need objective psoles for borer, right? Whatever I don't want is called the psoles, and whatever I do want is called the ochel. And the Rush quotes that also. So even though there's borer in this case, even though it's all food, amnam nire da afilu lefizel lo chash brera ela da dafka b'shnei minim velo b'min echad klal. If it's all the same thing, let's say it's all cookies, and there are certain cookies that I want, but it's all cookies. There's nothing qualitatively different about them, right? Some of these are the three chocolate chip cookies I want. Am I allowed to put the others away? Said the Truma Sadeshin, yes. That's not called a mixture. A mixture means if there are pieces that are different within the mixture. Let's say you have pieces of a game, pieces of, you have 30 pieces in the game, but you only need 10. So you're going to take 20 and put them back in the box. Is that borer? Says the Truma Sadeshin, no, it's all the same. If it's all the same and you take some out, that's not borer. Borer requires a ta'aroves, a mixture, and mixture has at least two types. That's the yesod of the Truma Sadeshin. Devadai, dafka nakar hatana, v'chein kol machabim, shnei mine ochlin. Shnei, two types of ochlin. And therefore you give him a daik in the lashon. Mikol acham, shnei mine dogim, lav min echad mikri. Right? If you have two types of fish, okay, so that's two types. That's two types of fish, v'chulu. But nira de'ma'od ha'yekneget sfaris ha'lev, de'shnei minim, she'nikarim ba'afradasam, chatichas gedolos, she'munachin yachad, de'ibrei reshaycha b'hu. If you have two pieces, two big pieces, that's also not a tarovis. Right? It has to be a mixture, two different types that are mixed together. And that is what's quoted by the Ramah. The Ramah says in Shin Yutes, beginning of Shin Yutes, Hayu lefanef shnei mini ochlin muravim yachad, bor echad me'echad, u'meiniach lecho me'yad. So that's the Shulchan Aruch. You can take what you want. Haga, b'shnei mini dogim, mikri shnei mini ochlin. Two types of fish are called two types of food. V'asa liver echad mechavero, ela biyado, k'dei lochlo miyad, af al pisha, chadichos gedolos, v'kol achad dikares b'fri atzma. Aval, kol shu min echad. But if it's all one type, that's not called brera. Let's say it's you take big and small out of it, big and small. That's also not a problem. And the Taz is not happy about this. The Taz says no. It says two minim, even two minim has borer. You might have thought that two minim don't have brera because they're each noticeably different. Kamash balon even to minim, but says the Taz, of course, one min is also borer. Honestly, the one that you want is what's good, and the one that you don't want is what's bad. So the Taz says even by one min. So again, even the Taz, I think, would say with the example that we just gave, if it's the exact same thing, like the pieces of toy, the toy pieces, 30 pieces, putting 20 back, would the Taz say that that's borer? Is that really a mixture? Or is the Taz saying there still has to be something a little different? Big and small, this one's a little burned, this one's... be hard-pressed to say that even if it's exactly the same thing, why are you taking some? No reason, because you have to choose one. You know, there will be boer there, maybe, but that's the toss. But again, the issue comes up more in terms of defining what's one, what's two. Because if anything has a separate purpose or a separate function, so that's going to be called tuminim. So even the Rama is going to aser. Let's say spoons, tablespoons and teaspoons. That Ramosha has a tshuva, that's tuminim. They say, oh, that's spoons. There's no bowl rare by spoons. No, that's tuminim. Big forks and small forks. Anything that has a different purpose, different color socks. You have white socks and dark socks, Shabbos socks and weekday socks, right? Different clothing. So as long as it is a different function, the post can say that would be called two different types. The Shmir Shabbos even discusses, interesting, something that we don't always think about. In Perek Gimel, that's the Siman of Bo, remember, the Shmir Shabbos is organized by Malacha. Every Sefer in Hilchos Shabbos is organized differently. The Shulchan Aruch is organized chronologically. Start with the Erev Shabbos Halachas, and then you keep going straight. Other Hilchos Shabbos, some are organized by topic. The Eglei Tal is organized by Malacha. The Shmir Shabbos is organized by importance and commonality. Starts off with Bishul, and then goes to Borer, and then goes to Vechul, and he continues. But there, says the Shmir Shabbos in Perek Gimel, examples of two different types. Big Day Shabbos, Big Day Yontif. Begotten with different colors. Different types of spoons. Matzah. Whole matzahs and broken matzahs. What happens if it's Pesach night and I want to, let's assume it's Pesach on Shabbos. So we'll get into the differences between Shabbos and Yontif for now and Borer. And I see some of the matzahs are broken, some of them are whole. So I want to put all the whole matzahs in one box. So I know those are the shleimim. I'm going to use those for Lechem Mishnah and the other broken. Am I allowed to do that? No, that's sorting. And it's all matzah? No, there's a different purpose for a whole matzah and a broken matzah. And therefore, one has to be careful in that regard. But again, it all has to do with different types. So one rule of Borer is that one needs at least two types. Number two, it needs to be mi'urav. It needs to be mixed up. If I have one cookie on one side of the plate and one cookie on the other side of the plate, obviously it's not a mixture. But it has to be somehow connected. If you look in Rav Ribiat has three different categories of connection. Rav Ribiat in page 388, 389 in his volume on Boer, he has beautiful chilukim, three types of connections that are all Boer situations. Number one, items that are mingled or interspersed. What does that mean? Peanuts and raisins in a bowl, salt with grains of rice in it, laundry in a basket, silverware drying in the cutlery, so in the rack. So again, those are interspersed and mingled. They're all mixed up together. That's one situation of Boer. Svarim stacked together on the table. Number one. Number two, embedded or attached. That's a Boer situation. Bones in fish or in chicken. That's different than just having a peanuts and raisins in the bowl. A peel on a fruit or a vegetable. So again, that's, I don't know if we're going to get to that, but you're allowed to take that off from the outside because you have to get to what's underneath. Even like taking off the psolas. But ain't brera, you have to get to what's underneath. But that's a borer situation. You need the other conditions. An egg in its shell. Seeds or pits in fruit or vegetables. Right? Raisins and raisin chal. So all of those are embedded or attached. Category two. Category three, items and substances that are absorbed or interfused. A hair in soup. Right, that's different than the first two categories. Tiny insect on a lettuce leaf. Right, impurities in liquids, cream settled on milk. Right, all of those are the third category. But all of those are Boer situations. All of those are Boer situations, and that is a mixture. But again, if don't have any of those requirements, so then if you don't have those situations, then it wouldn't be a Boer situation. Rav Avadia has a fascinating suggestion. You can't even believe that it was asked. And in the first tshuvas of Yechaveh Da'as, he talks about Birchas Eilanos. So one of the tshuvas is, he talks about, can you say Birchas Eilanos on Shabbos? Is there any problem? Or Gzeira, just like you're not allowed to smell certain fruit on that are attached to the ground on Shabbos, if it's a fruit that you usually might cut. So Gzeira Shemi Yiktov. So maybe You should be gozer shema yiktof if you make a bracha on the blossom. So you go through the tshuva and says that it's not a problem. He says mutter to make brachas on us b'Shabbos. Ela shelachadchila, maybe you should make a bibos achul. But if it's only Shabbos and your whole family is there v'chulu, so you might not remember. Then fine, you can make the bracha on Shabbos. But there in the footnote, he quotes from the Kaf HaChaim. He says, but 1 second, whenever you make a bracha like that, the Kabbalists say that when you make a bracha, you're being mevarer the nitzotzos hakdusha from the physical item. So is this a problem of borer? Because you're being mevarer the sparks of holiness in the fruit when you say the bracha. So he says, first of all, no, because you have all three conditions. You're taking the good from the bad. You're taking the sparks out for right now. Unbelievable. You're not using a kli. So tzarech, he quotes the tshuva is ber mayim chayim. Letzarech osa shah, bor ochel la'alta shari, ba'kein kem berchaz ilanos. Right? Maybe that's a problem. And tzarech osa shah, sheyochel varach brachazu b'kocho deshtisan. So Rav Avadia says, I can't believe this. V'tamahani, minayim lo sheb'inyin ruchani kazeh shayach din borer. V'kom alachas asuras b'shabas l'madam v'malachas ha'mishkan. V'chol detikin rabbanan, kein dar aysa tikin. He quotes, he says, Avram Palaji b'sefer v'yamaher Avraham. He says, how can you make any bracha? How can you make any tefillah on Shabbos? You're being mevara the nitzotzos. No, there's no malacha by ruchnius. So malacha by borer by ruchnius, not a problem. Okay, again, there's so many more things to discuss in terms of borer. Maybe one other yesod. We didn't get it to avoiding the malacha, unmixing the mixture, making it into somebody else's ochel. There's a lot more in borer. This is just some of the background of borer. Maybe one other point, and that is called also read though some poskim mentioned it based on a shultiki borim. There's something, a concept in halacha called derech tashmisho, which means mode of usage, to use a Ribiatza English phrase. Mode of usage, meaning what? Rav Moshe has a tshuva, if somebody has transition glasses, they go outside, they become sunglasses, they go back inside, they're not sunglasses anymore. Is that mutter on Shabbos? Is that soveya? The answer is no. Because it's meant to be done and undone, done and undone. That's not a true coloring. And people don't view it as coloring. If I have a hole in my wall and I put a board up on the wall, that's bona. But if I open the door and close the door, that's not bona. Closing the door, what do you mean? That's closing a hole in the wall. The answer is no. That's not viewed as whole closing a hole. That's mode of usage. That's meant to be done and undone. That's viewed as opening a door. That's not viewed as the malacha of bona. So it's the same thing by borer, washing dishes. What if you have some dirt that's stuck on the plate very hard? You have to scrub and scrub and scrub. Is that borer? By other malacha, by other situations, you call that kind of thing borer. The answer is no. Because that's meant to get dirty and clean, and dirty and clean. And people don't call that. People don't call that borer. This is used by the poskim also in terms of washing a fruit before you eat it on Shabbos. Is that borer? So the Rav Sternbach has a tshuva. He says 3 reasons why it's not a borer. Number one, there's probably no dirt in it, and you just do it, you wash it because, we're trained to wash it from a young age. Number two, this idea. It's not that the dirt is mixed in. This is called washing a fruit. This is not called separating the dirt from the fruit. You have to know how to use that principle, but again, that's something that comes up by tofer, zippers, right, meant to be undone, done and undone, and other contexts. But anyway, this is some of the ideas relating to borer.